Judges chapter 8. Then the Ephraimite said to him, What have you done to us, not to call us, when you went to fight against the Midianites? And they upbraided him violently. So he said to them, What have I done now in comparison with you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God has given into your hands the captains of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. What have I been able to do in comparison with you? When he said this, their anger against him subsided. Then Gideon came to the Jordan, and crossed over, he and the 300 who were with him, exhausted and famished. So he said to the people of Succoth, Please give some loaves of bread to my followers, for they are exhausted, and I am pursuing Zeba and Zalmunna, the kings of Midian. But the officials of Succoth said, Do you already have in your possession the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna, that we should give bread to your army? Gideon replied, Well then, when the Lord has given Zeba and Zalmunna into my hand, I will trample your flesh on the thorns of the wilderness and on briars. From there he went up to Penuel, and made the same request of them. And the people of Penuel answered him as the people of Succoth had answered. So he said to the people of Penuel, When I come back victorious, I will break down this tower. Now Zeba and Zalmunna were in Karkor with their army, about 15,000 men, all who were left of all the army of the people of the east, for 120,000 men bearing arms had fallen. So Gideon went up by the caravan route east of Nobah and Jogbedah, and attacked the army, for the army was off its guard. Zeba and Zalmunna fled, and he pursued them, and took the two kings of Midian, Zeba and Zalmunna, and threw all the army into a panic. When Gideon, son of Joash, returned from the battle by the ascent of Heres, he caught a young man, one of the people of Succoth, and questioned him. And he listed for him the officials and elders of Succoth, 77 people. Then he came to the people of Succoth and said, Here are Zeba and Zalmunna, about whom you taunted me, saying, Do you already have in your possession the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna, that we should give bread to your troops who are exhausted? So he took the elders of the city, and he took thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he trampled the people of Succoth. He also broke down the tower of Penuel, and killed the men of the city. Then he said to Zeba and Zalmunna, What about the men whom you killed at Tabor? They answered, As you are, so were they, every one of them. They resembled the sons of a king. And he replied, They were my brothers, the sons of my mother, as the Lord lives. If you had saved them alive, I would not kill you. So he said to Jether, his firstborn, Go kill them. But the boy did not draw his sword, for he was afraid, because he was still a boy. Then Zeba and Zalmunna said, You come and kill us, for as the man is, so is his strength. So Gideon proceeded to kill Zeba and Zalmunna. And he took the crescents that were on the necks of their camels. Then the Israelites said to Gideon, Rule over us, you and your son and your grandson also, for you have delivered us out of the hand of Midian. Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you, and my son will not rule over you. The Lord will rule over you. Then Gideon said to them, Let me make a request of you. Each of you give me an earring he has taken as booty. For the enemy had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. We will willingly give them, they answered. So they spread a garment, and each threw into it an earring he had taken as booty. The weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, apart from the crescents and the pendants and the purple garments worn by the kings of Midian, and the collars that were on the necks of their camels. Gideon made an ephod of it, and put it in his town, in Ophrah. And all Israel prostituted themselves to it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and to his family. So Midian was subdued before the Israelites, and they lifted up their heads no more. So the land had rest 40 years in the days of Gideon. Jerubbaal, son of Joash, went to live in his own town. Now Gideon had 70 sons, his own offspring, for he had many wives. His concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son, and he named him Abimelech. Then Gideon, son of Joash, died at a good old age, and was buried in the tomb of his father Joash at Ophrah of the Abiezrites. As soon as Gideon died, the Israelites relapsed and prostituted themselves with the Baals, making Baal-berith their god. The Israelites did not remember the Lord their God, who had rescued them from the hand of all their enemies on every side, and they did not exhibit loyalty to the house of Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, in return for all the good that he had done to Israel. Judges chapter 9. Now Abimelech, son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem to his mother's kinsfolk, and said to them and to the whole clan of his mother's family, "Say in the hearing of all the lords of Shechem, which is better for you, that all 70 of the sons of Jerubbaal rule over you, or that one rule over you? Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh." So his mother's kinsfolk spoke all these words on his behalf in the hearing of all the lords of Shechem, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our brother." They gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the temple of Baal-Berith, with which Abimelech hired worthless and reckless fellows who followed him. He went to his father's house at Ophrah, and killed his brothers, the sons of Jerubbaal, 70 men on one stone. But Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, survived, for he hid himself. Then all the lords of Shechem and all Beth-Millo came together, and they went and made Abimelech king by the oak of the pillar at Shechem. When it was told to Jotham, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim and cried aloud and said to them, "Listen to me, you lords of Shechem, so that God may listen to you. The trees once went out to anoint a king over themselves, so they said to the olive tree, 'Reign over us.' The olive tree answered them, 'Shall I stop producing my rich oil, by which gods and mortals are honored, and go to sway over the trees?' Then the trees said to the fig tree, 'You come and reign over us.' But the fig tree answered them, 'Shall I stop producing my sweetness and my delicious fruit, and go to sway over the trees?' Then the trees said to the vine, 'You come and reign over us.' But the vine said to them, 'Shall I stop producing my wine that cheers gods and mortals, and go to sway over the trees?' So all the trees said to the bramble, 'You come and reign over us.' And the bramble said to the trees, 'If in good faith you are anointing me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade. But if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now therefore, if you acted in good faith and honor when you made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done to him as his actions deserved, for my father fought for you and risked his life, and rescued you from the hand of Midian, but you have risen up against my father's house this day, and have killed his sons, 70 men on one stone, and have made Abimelech the son of his slave woman king over the lords of Shechem, because he is your kinsman. If, I say, you have acted in good faith and honor with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech, and devour the lords of Shechem and Beth-Millo, and let fire come out from the lords of Shechem and from Beth-Millo, and devour Abimelech.' Then Jotham ran away and fled, going to Beer, where he remained for fear of his brother Abimelech. Abimelech ruled over Israel 3 years. But God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the lords of Shechem, and the lords of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech. This happened so that the violence done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might be avenged, and their blood be laid on their brother Abimelech, who killed them, and on the lords of Shechem, who strengthened his hands to kill his brothers. So out of hostility to him, the lords of Shechem set ambushes on the mountaintops. They robbed all who passed by them along that way, and it was reported to Abimelech. When Gaal, son of Ebed, moved into Shechem with his kinsfolk, the lords of Shechem put confidence in him. They went out into the field and gathered the grapes from their vineyards, trod them, and celebrated. Then they went into the temple of their god, ate and drank, and ridiculed Abimelech. Gaal, son of Ebed, said, 'Who is Abimelech, and who are we of Shechem, that we should serve him? Did not the son of Jerubbaal and Zebul, his officer, serve the men of Hamor, father of Shechem? Why then should we serve him? If only this people were under my command, then I would remove Abimelech. I would say to him, "Increase your army and come out."' When Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. He sent messengers to Abimelech at Aruma, saying, "Look, Gaal, son of Ebed, and his kinsfolk have come to Shechem, and they are stirring up the city against you. Now therefore, go by night, you and the troops that are with you, and lie in wait in the fields. Then early in the morning, as soon as the sun rises, get up and rush on the city, and when he and the troops that are with him come out against you, you may deal with them as best you can." So Abimelech and all the troops with him got up by night and lay in wait against Shechem in four companies. When Gaal, son of Ebed, went out and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city, Abimelech and the troops with him rose from the ambush. And when Gaal saw them, he said to Zebul, "Look, people are coming down from the mountaintops." And Zebul said to him, "The shadows on the mountains look like people to you." Gaal spoke again and said, "Look, people are coming down from Tabur Erez, and one company is coming from the direction of Elon Meonenim." Then Zebul said to him, "Where is your boast now, you who said, 'Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him?' Are not these the troops you made light of? Go out now and fight with them." So Gaal went out at the head of the lords of Shechem, and fought with Abimelech. Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him. Many fell wounded, up to the entrance of the gate. So Abimelech resided at Aruma, and Zebul drove out Gaal and his kinsfolk, so that they could not live on at Shechem. On the following day the people went out into the fields. When Abimelech was told, he took his troops and divided them into three companies, and lay in wait in the fields. When he looked and saw the people coming out of the city, he rose against them and killed them. Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed forward and stood at the entrance of the gate of the city, while the two companies rushed on all who were in the fields and killed them. Abimelech fought against the city all that day. He took the city and killed the people that were in it, and he razed the city and sowed it with salt. When all the lords of the tower of Shechem heard of it, they entered the stronghold of the temple of El-Berith. Abimelech was told that all the lords of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. So Abimelech went up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the troops that were with him. Abimelech took an axe in his hand, cut down a bundle of brushwood, and took it up and laid it on his shoulder. Then he said to the troops with him, "What you have seen me do, do quickly as I have done." So every one of the troops cut down a bundle, and following Abimelech put it against the stronghold. And they set the stronghold on fire over them, so that all the people of the tower of Shechem also died, about 1,000 men and women. Then Abimelech went to Thebez, and encamped against Thebez, and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and all the men and women and all the lords of the city fled to it, and shut themselves in. And they went to the roof of the tower. Abimelech came to the tower, and fought against it, and came near to the entrance of the tower, to burn it with fire. But a certain woman threw an upper millstone on Abimelech's head, and crushed his skull. Immediately he called to the young man who carried his armor, and said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, so people will not say about me, 'A woman killed him.'" So the young man thrust him through, and he died. When the Israelites saw that Abimelech was dead, they all went home. Thus God repaid Abimelech for the crime he committed against his father in killing his 70 brothers. And God also made all the wickedness of the people of Shechem fall back on their heads, and on them came the curse of Jotham, son of Jerubbaal. Judges chapter 10. After Abimelech, Tola, son of Pua, son of Dodo, a man of Issachar, who lived at Shamir in the hill country of Ephraim, rose to deliver Israel. He judged Israel 23 years. Then he died and was buried at Shamir. After him came Jair the Gileadite, who judged Israel 22 years. He had 30 sons, who rode on 30 donkeys, and they had 30 towns, which are in the land of Gilead, and are called Havoth Jair to this day. Jair died, and was buried in Kamon. The Israelites again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, worshipping the Baals and the Ashtarts, the gods of Aram, the gods of Sidon, the gods of Moab, the gods of the Ammonites, and the gods of the Philistines. Thus they abandoned the Lord, and did not worship him. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the Ammonites. And they crushed and oppressed the Israelites that year. For 18 years they oppressed all the Israelites that were beyond the Jordan, in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. The Ammonites also crossed the Jordan to fight against Judah, and against Benjamin, and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was greatly distressed. So the Israelites cried to the Lord, saying, We have sinned against you, because we have abandoned our God, and have worshipped the Baals. And the Lord said to the Israelites, Did I not deliver you from the Egyptians, and from the Amorites, from the Ammonites, and from the Philistines, the Sidonians also, and the Amalekites? And the Maonites oppressed you, and you cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand, yet you have abandoned me, and worshipped other gods. Therefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry to the gods whom you have chosen, let them deliver you in the time of your distress. And the Israelites said to the Lord, We have sinned, do to us whatever seems good to you, but deliver us this day. So they put away the foreign gods from among them, and worshipped the Lord, and he could no longer bear to see Israel suffer. Then the Ammonites were called to arms, and they encamped in Gilead, and the Israelites came together, and they encamped at Mizpah. The commanders of the people of Gilead said to one another, Who will begin the fight against the Ammonites? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead.